This is Radio Free Peace. I am Brian Gentry, and our guest this week is Lisa Gallant Seal. Let's give it up for Lisa. Welcome. Can you hear us, Lisa?
Yes, I thank you. I was just listening to all the applause and really liking it.
Yes. You just wanted to take it all in, I'm sure.
Yes, yes.
Hey, Lisa, you're coming to us this morning from where?
Sheep Falls, Maine.
Wow. You're way up there.
We're having a little snowstorm even.
Oh, my goodness. We're in Nashville, and it's chilly but sunny. But thank you so much for being on the show. Radio Free Peace is just a new show here on Music Valley Radio where we interview artists, give them a space for their music, and listen to their story. And I so appreciate you being on the show with us today. Real quickly, we'll just sort of kick things off. You sent us some of your tunes. And before we get in and dive into who you are, I like the way someone mentions you as a thought-provoking acoustic rocker. What song would you like us to kick the show off with today?
I like Changing Direction because that's a song that means a lot to me. All these songs that I've written that are keepers are typically just like a download type of song. It doesn't take long, and maybe years later I'm listening to it and hearing things that I didn't hear before because I believe that it's the Lord just speaking to me. So I kind of like that.
Okay, let's hear it now on Radio Free Peace.
My love for you grows stronger, stronger every day. I find that it's all true, everything that you say. To think that all I gotta do is kneel down and ask you. I'm changing my direction, I walk towards the way. Yeah. I'm
back on Radio Free Peace. Our guest this week is Lisa Gallant Seal, coming to us from Maine. My sidekick here, Michael Witte, and I are pleased to have you on the show, Lisa. We were looking over your bio this morning. It looks like you've been playing music since you were a teenager. Tell us a little bit about how you knew you wanted to play music, who were your influences, and kind of when that was.
Oh, yeah, it's interesting because I had a pretty crazy childhood. And I remember my dad, probably when I was around 13 to 14, had a heart attack. Both of my parents, well, my father's a musician, he's a horn player, and he had a bunch of horn player buddies. I mean, they were pretty serious jazz players.
Wow.
And they all joked with him and brought in a ukulele to the hospital. It wasn't a serious heart attack, but enough, you know, and they're like, here, Ron, you're never going to be able to blow your saxophone again, but here's a little ukulele. And it was actually a baritone, and I grabbed it. Of course, he let me have it, and I taught myself how to play on that. And then just, I think back then, I listened to Dylan and all the Joni Mitchell and the songwriters, because I was drawn to the lyrics and drawn to those two were amazing lyricists. And I just happened to start writing my own songs. I taught myself how to play guitar probably a year later, and I'm all self-taught. I have a very strong ear, so it sounded difficult to study. I think I tried to study music theory, and my ear overrode it, and I cheated a lot.
Yeah, well, you know, it sounds like you and I were listening to a lot of the same artists with Dylan and Joni Mitchell. I mean, my gosh, you know, what a way to get your songwriting started. What a school. What great teachers.
I think so, yeah. Yes, absolutely.
I noticed, too, in your bio that you started playing some of the folk venues like the Bitter End in New York City. Tell us about how that happened.
Yeah, well, that was later on because I'm a recovering alcoholic, and my whole life really starts until I got sober in my 30s. But I had written since I was a kid, and I had thought, geez, you know, oh, I had gotten cancer at a young age. And after I got through that, I'm like, hey, you never know when you're going to go. So I just thought, I got to get a band together. Back then, it wasn't really popular to just do original music. So I just started singing in the streets back then in the Old Port area down in Portland. Huh. And people were just drawn in by my voice, because my voice is kind of a foghorn, kind of emotional voice. And then they were connecting to the music, because ever since I was a kid, I really, I wrote to cope, you know?
And right.
It helped me to feel, and singing a song was a lot less vulnerable than just telling somebody your feelings, and you could draw them in with the music and all that. So I think that's how the Lord set me up to do what I'm doing today.
That's so cool. That kind of plays into the second song I wanted to listen to, which is you solo in the studio. The song is called Ray. Do you mind if we play it now?
Oh, no, yeah, play it.
Play it. Right now on Radio Free Peace.
Just a sinner in a sinner's body, in a sinner's world, in a sinner's mind. Don't expect you to understand. You got the television turned on all the time. Take a chance, read a page. The book of John might start your craving. I don't know what to say. You wouldn't believe me anyway. Ray, you could be a ray. If you were to change your appetite, Ray, you could be a ray of light. If you were only willing to stand up right now. Hey, joy seeker, could you get any weaker? Laying your code down for your enemy. You can't change my mind, it's closed tight this time. Nobody gonna get me. Won't you tell me your secret, tell me your story, tell me your life. Won't you tell me so I can keep it wrapped in my anger and out in my stride. Ray, you could be a ray of light if you were to change your appetite. Ray, you could be a ray of light if you were only willing to stand. Don't look back, don't worry.
What's that crack? Ray, what did you say? What did you say? Sinner's body and a sinner's world and a sinner's mind.
Radio Free Peace with Michael Witte to my left and Lisa Gallant-Seal, our guest artist today. I've been calling you the New England alt rocker all week. But I loved how you set up your background and telling us a little bit about some of the pain you were going through and how music became so cathartic for you. You and I have a little bit of a history because we played together in New England. We were in New Hampshire.
Bill
Gaudette was the sound man. Marcel and Jen Peliquin from The Message Room brought me up there, and we played. Where did we play? I don't even remember. It was a really cool little place. And then I saw you at Soul Fest, and you were there with your band, and we played some stages up at, and that was like, what, 2012, maybe?
13? That was a long time ago.
Right.
It was a ways back there,
I thought it was so cool that you almost had a Melissa Etheridge edgy vibe to you, if that's... Well, who were your influences? Like, when you first came into Christian music, I know you're very outspoken with your faith. How did you get into that genre?
Well, I remember when I was, would ask advice for people, and I don't know, I wanted to take my music more seriously, actually, after I sobered up. They said, hey, who do you like? You want to try to emulate who you like, and I saw Melissa Etheridge actually when she, nobody knew who she was hardly, I guess. I mean, I didn't know who she was. She was opening for, this amazing guitar player. She remembers Min and Sadly's passed away, but he was blind. He was talking about blonde hair.
Yeah, Jeff Healey.
Anyway, she opened up. She was like a CEO with this amazing bass player. She was just amazing. I loved her sound. So I guess I've been compared to Melissa Etheridge quite a bit because of my voice,
and
the way
style.
I play my guitar.
Your style.
I have not struggled, but thought, okay, what do I call myself? Because I'm rock, but I tell stories within the song too. So it's folk rock. Is it acoustic? My band's electric. I guess acoustic folk rock. It's who I am. I mean, I don't really try to be anything.
Yeah.
That would be acoustic rock. But the problem is when I had that secular band, Brotherhood Dogs, we were a trio for a long time, and then we added an electric guitar player. Playing with a band, everybody gets caught up. Not just the audience, but the band itself. And the songs kind of got lost within that four piece. And we lost, not lost, but I could tell there was a different kind of following that we got. And then it was like, well, can you write more songs that are sort of like danceable or something like that? And then I got a little confused because I'm really a storyteller within the songs. And I don't mean to be. It's just that's how the songs are kind of downloaded, because they speak intimately about certain things, like the song Ray just played. That Ray was a real character. He was a person that I met and knew, and there's a big story behind that song.
Yeah.
And a little complicated, I guess. I can't even remember your question now, Brian. There you go. I'm going to get out of the rabbit hole now.
You're not in one. I think it's cool that you're just letting us have a little peek into how you roll. Our guest is Lisa Gallant-Seal. Let's listen to Fish Out of Water. What record is this off of?
This is off the Changing Direction. The following EP is recorded at Halo Records.
Here's Fish Out of Water on Radio Free Peace.
Am I listening? Do I have capacity? I want maturity. Who could love the likes of me? Yet I'm glistening, because I know I'm a fish out of water, a young bird falling from a tree. Yeah. Why is it that I do the things that I don't want to do? I suffer so because I want to be obedient as to do the when I think I walk the line turns into two. I'm a sinner, I have a double mind. But did love continues to? He takes my heart from stone to clay and gives me hope. He leads the way, humbles me like no one can. Back into his arms, am I listening? Do I have capacity? I want maturity. Who could love the likes of me? And I'm glistening because I'm. And all the blood on the running faster to my destiny. There's two my fathers I love yet. I still tread the water away. I dream the dreams, I crave the craves. I'm a sinner, yet I have been set free. Only he will have the best of me. Am I listening? Do I have capacity? I want maturity. We'll be right back.
shining in the darkness. I'm a firefly, Lord, and I'm shining. Help me not be afraid to shine my light to others and let your
to Radio Free Peace. I'm Brian Gentry. Our guest in the studio today, coming to us from Maine, is Lisa Gallant Seal. Lisa, tell us where you're at these days. You were kind of filling me in, and tell us.
Well, yeah, the Lord really brought me back to where He placed me after I stepped out of the secular music scene, because I was with a band called the Brotherhood Dark, and we were doing a bit around and some Boston clubs, all original stuff, and I had become a Christian like in the middle of that project and was singing songs about John the Baptist and all that, right? Middle of, you know, New York City crowd. They didn't care and it was great. And my band was kind of like, you know, whatever. And I was keeping it on the low until I really stepped out of the music, you know, as kind of like a closet Christian musician, but not really with my song. So it's kind of, you know, I really didn't fit in. I didn't think I fit into the Christian scene either. So that's where the fish out of water came in, the song. It's like, who am I? And I just spoke to God saying, I'm not going to wear polyester. I'm not going to be like some of those Christian female artists, which there weren't a heck of a lot of them. I mean, I was listening to David Crowder and Third Day, and it really was like, wow, I didn't even know this existed in the Christian world.
Right.
Those guys are amazing writers and performers. So He just set me down, put me in a place where I just told my stories and wrote my songs. I wrote the songs, He wrote the songs actually on my heart, and I just told the stories, and people identified just like before I was a Christian, sitting on the bench in the old port, just singing these songs of after you get clean and sober. If you're drunk, you become alive emotionally, so you learn how to have relationships, and all the songs are about that. It's really people in, they identified. So now, you know, I haven't been in the concert theme like Soul Fest or anything like that. I tend to like the smaller, more intimate times where I can tell these stories. And because the stories are where it's at. In fact, the lyric booklet so important, because the last concert we had, I noticed I had him on the table and I was speaking about each, you know, not each song, but two or three of the songs in the set, and people were like, whoa, reading the words, because they're real life happenings with either me or like Ray, and it's touching people. And that's really what I've always done ever since I was a kid with my music. So he sent me right back to the bare bones.
Right.
Yeah.
So cool. Let's listen now to Cotton Candy Wind. Set that up for us.
It's when I realized that God was my father, what was my real father, not my earthly father. And I didn't have a lot of that relationship with my earthly father. Mm-hmm. So I started understanding that relationship with my Father, God in heaven. And somebody was talking to me about walking down a path. And don't you ever walk down a path? She was talking about what she does in the morning down by the river. And you just talk to God. And I'm thinking, no, I don't know. And so she's walking down. But she, yeah, it's like she just kissed me on the forehead this morning. And I'm listening to her. I go, okay. She said, yeah, it's like a constant wind. This woman said that, my friend.
Like, oh, what?
And then I went home and the song just came on to me. Uh-huh. And that whole thing about in that time frame was the Lord showing me who he was as my Father. And then me, where he really wants us to be is, as Christians, sometimes we can go out, okay, give me the war horse. We're going to fight this battle. And he's like, really, no. Mm-hmm. I just want you to be in this still place.
I love it. Right here on Radio Free Peace, here's Lisa Galant-Seal, Cotton Candy Wind.
My face again. Is it just another color stroke across my pages? I sit in expectation like any child.
Hey!
it's up against my face again. Is it just another color stroke across my pages? Across my pages. Across my pages.
Back on the show, this is Radio Free Peace. I'm Brian Gentry, and my sidekick here, Michael Witte, is our engineer producer of the show. And we're privileged to have Lisa Gallant-Seal coming to us from New England today, singer-songwriter, acoustic rocker. Lisa, you were telling us a little bit about where you are these days. You described it as you like getting the stories behind the songs out there more so than you do just playing the big shows with the big bands. Tell us a little bit about the song Wonderful Maker.
Wonderful Maker is a song that I haven't really used in my concerts. It was a time in my life where I realized that God knows everything. Like, you know, where would we go? Where would I go? I can't remember exactly where it is in the book, but, you know, there's nowhere that he isn't.
Yeah.
And so that was a time that I just, it's kind of like a, I wouldn't call it dark, but it's deep. It's a deep song of saying to him, actually one of my verses that I memorized, 139, 22, 24 in Psalms. You know, search me, God, know my heart, test me, know my anxious thoughts, see if there be an offensive way in me, and then lead me into your way. I mean, I learned that. I'm not a scripture learner or anything, but that was on my heart. And I that was one that I kept close to my heart. So that got into that song. And Dan Merrill from Studio 19 recorded this and also put a bunch of vocals on it with a couple of friends. It was fun to do. And it's just like telling us that really there is no place we can go, thankfully, to get away from God.
Yes. Tell us a little more about, you know, how you came to believe, I guess.
I got clean and sober, so I was in AA for 5 years, I think, before I asked you, are you real? It wasn't in church that I was born again. I was really on my knees by my bed praying to my higher power, who I didn't really know who he was, but I knew this entity was keeping me sober, and I loved my sobriety so much. And Jesus showed me the next day. It seemed to be supernatural. But that was I searching? No, it was right after I had talked about I had had cancer. And then after I got clean from that cancer, I just wiped out by this seemingly blanket of fear.
Mm-hmm.
And just asked my husband, will you just, because he had had the Lord, I said, will you just pray to your Jesus for me? Because I didn't really want anything else but that. And he just suggested I get on my knees and ask the Lord if he's real. I wasn't nice, and I hadn't been in church. So the Lord was right there with me.
So you weren't really raised in any denomination or church?
No. I was a loner pretty much when I was a kid because both of my parents were drinkers. And I did go to a Catholic church and laughed in the crying room with my friend Eulalia. But no, I didn't go to church.
Mm-hmm. Let's listen to Wonderful Maker now on Radio Free Peace.
God, you have searched me, and my God, you know my heart. You know just where I end and where I start. How precious your thoughts to me, how vast the sum of them. If I should count, they'd outnumber the sand. Where would I go to avoid such things? Where would I go if I took to my wings? Wonderful maker of mine, where would I go? Such knowledge is too wonderful, too high for me to reach. Maker, you'll
with such things. Where would I go if I took to my wings? Wonderful maker of mine, oh, where would I go? To my wing, wonderful maker of mine, where would I go? Now search me, my God, try me, my thoughts, see me, my way, lead me everlasting. Took to my wings, wonderful maker of mine, where would I go?
Back on the show here, it's Radio Free Peace. Our special guest this week is Lisa Gallant-Seal, the alt rocker from New England. I've called you. So what a great show. It's been so fun having you here and listening a little bit to your music, hearing your story. Tell us about the song Heaven's Friend.
Okay, Heaven's Friend. I was at the Vineyard Church. I made friends with this woman. Now everybody, not everybody, but people tend to think that Heaven's Friend is about a friend that's already in heaven.
Yeah.
And it wasn't. This woman and her husband, we just became friends. You know how you meet somebody and it's like, wow, I could be your friend is what I said to her. But she was a mom and we didn't have a lot of time to have a real friendship relationship like that. So anyway, they moved down towards you. They're either in Nashville or in North Carolina or someplace. Wow, you're leaving. And so the song came on my heart for her.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote it and sang it to her named Jeff. And yeah, it was just like, where are you going? And, oh, well, that's okay, because we're going to be in heaven together.
Cool. Let's take a listen now. Here's Heaven's Friend.
I only know the most important thing I need to know about you. I do. The rhythm of your heart, it is unique in its design. Same as mine, God's never on holiday. Heaven's friend, where are you going? There's no time to even say goodbye. Heaven's friend, it is nice knowing that even though I don't know you, you'll be spending time.
Friend, yeah, heaven's
not so fluffy fairy tale. Myself bound to fail, yeah. But heaven's friend, we may not ever walk the world together, 'cause we're miles apart. And then I start to see you sliding on the golden streets. There I am swinging on the pearly gates. I just can't wait to spend some time, heaven's friend, where are you going? There's no time to even say goodbye. Heaven's friend, it is nice knowing that you even know.
Back on Radio Free Peace with Lisa Galantzeel. Lisa, what's coming up? You've got some shows I saw on your website.
Yeah, well, we had a concert today, actually, that we had to cancel because of this little storm that marched through on us. Just taking it one show at a time right now. We'll probably play Soul Fest again this year. They had us come last year. Just keeping it simple with the guys that I'm with, and trying to minister with the music, with these songs that the Lord's given me over all these years. It's almost like they've been up on a shelf for a little while, and I feel like I'm being called back again into what I believe God's given me these gifts for, is to share them, share my story within them, and help people understand that the intimacy that Jesus wants with us, that intimate relationship, because I certainly have that with him, and have the songs and the stories about the songs behind it. There's songs that I wrote before I knew Jesus, and then he would bring it back to me years later, and I'd say, no, I'm not going to sing that song. And then, of course, you don't argue with the Holy Spirit, and then I go grab the song, learn it, and I'm like a puddle on the floor thinking, wow, this is what you meant? Because back when I wrote it before I knew him, it had a different meaning to it. If that makes any sense.
No, it totally.
Like all of these, there's tons of songs too. Though. So I haven't written a song in quite a while, but I've written many, many songs, and there's all kinds of stuff to grab from if needed. But it's always a struggle because you have to not use a song in a particular set list or whatever, you know. But
right.
It's pretty amazing. I just want to do what I feel the Lord called me to do, which is to minister within these songs and keep a rein on us as musicians, so the song will be in the front. And it's just so fun
okay,
to play, though.
So,
you know?
Well, and I do know what you mean about, like, a song having a different meaning later. I've had that happen to me on multiple occasions.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you're just going, oh, that's what that meant, you know.
Right.
And that's kind of the gift of songwriting. You know, when you are you're a prolific songwriter, and so I know what you mean when you say, you go back and you go, oh, wow, that's what that song meant, you know, so I get it.
Right, yeah.
And then you think about what other people think, you know, because it can mean something to others in that same sort of way, and so that's the really cool part about the gift of songs, you know.
Pretty beautiful, yeah.
I've really enjoyed having you on. You know, it's so cool how you mentioned the Spirit, because I had not thought of you in a long time, and I've got a text a couple of weeks ago from Marcel from the message room. He just had reached, and we don't talk all the time like we used to, and he chimed in and said something about you, and I thought, perfect. She would be great to have here on the Radio Free Peace show. So,
yeah, it was exciting that you contacted me. Yeah, this sounds great. It's perfect timing. forth, right?
Yeah, so I love it how I didn't manufacture that. It just came to me that you know,
that's right.
That we connected. So it's been a great show, and I just can't thank you enough for taking out the time to be with us.
Well, I feel honored. Thank you.
Our guest is Lisa Galantseal. Where can we check you out? LisaGalantseal.com, correct?
That's what it is, yeah.